Welcome to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Show, live from Ferd Sports Bar and Grill, providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps to the pros in Champa Bay. Now, here's your host, Mike Rickard.
On the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. We're powered by RadioSt.Pete.com, and we're on the Tantalk family of stations, reaching three counties. And we're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill in the heart of Champa Bay, where they've been serving sports fans for 29 years. And in 2021, that seems like ages ago, they were the sports bar of the year for their wings and sports bar. And Mark Ferguson, actually right here in. Hey, I got to fess up, anybody listening in Iowa, I have turned into an absolute wimp. Or anybody in the three-county region. Wore a vest today, long pants. No flip-flops, and I'm indoors. I've been doing this show for 14 months, and I've never wimped out and went indoors. But here we are. Come on down. It's nice and warm. There's a lot of college action. We'll talk about that in our Ferg's From the Front Row segment. As I said, I'm Mike Rickard. The Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection has been providing a fresh and a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps to the pros. Actually, for almost 20 years, we started it in Iowa, and now we're basically embedded in Ferg's in the entire surrounding area. And this is our fourth show of 2022. Looking forward to great things. We've got brand new equipment. We'll be making phone calls across the country, talking to MLB and NFL, some of the greats in the world of golf that I've been familiar with over the years. So that's a big addition to what's going to take place here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and our production that'll launch on August 17th, on February 17th, and that is on the tee. And the bogey baseball team is here. I think they're lost. Can you go grab the bogey kids out there? I told them we're inside, but they're warriors. They want to stay outside. We're going to have the Boca Ciega baseball kids on. And I've got Kenny and Sherry Knowles and our Iowa State fan base. Hey, I got a little toy now. That's the audience we have. It's unbelievable. Yeah, very, very fortunate to have so many people down here in this frigid weather today. But I'm looking forward to playing with my new toys. Anyway, we are reaching out on WTAN AM 1340, 106.1 FM, WZHR AM 1400, and 104.3 FM, WDCF AM, there's Mike Miller in the house, AM 1350 and 102.3 FM. Reaching from Brooksville to the Sunshine Bridge and all of Pinellas County, Tampa to Lakeland, and north to North Zephyr Hills, and streaming live on RadioSt.Pete.com. Let's start with the Fergs from the front row. Of course, we've got a jam-packed show. As I said, we're going to have the Boca Ciega baseball kids. Believe it or not, in this weather, baseball is starting. And being an Iowan, it's hard to imagine. Baseball usually gets rolling in April, and it's still kind of iffy if you're going to get snowed out from a practice perspective or even early games. So I'm looking forward to talking a little high school baseball. Then we're going to talk to, as I mentioned, On the Tee is going to launch on the 17th of February. Michael Jones, playing pro, teaching pro. He'll be here shortly. He's from Iowa, went to Iowa State. And we're going to talk all things golf. Of course, one of my favorite tournaments, the Farmers Mutual, is in La Jolla, California, Torrey Pines. I've actually been on Torrey Pines and won 18 on it, and I'll tell you about that story when Michael gets here. So we've got Michael on. And then we've got Frank Maggio. Frank Maggio is the brains behind Super Squares concept. And last year, actually, during the Super Bowl, when the Tampa Bay Bucks were here, it was crazy. And we broke the world record for number of people playing squares. And you've all probably played squares at some time in your life in the Super Bowl world. So Frank Maggio will explain what we're going to do on Super Bowl Sunday, February 13th, with Super Squares down here at Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill. And then we're going to talk. You've heard him on the show the last four broadcasts. He's Ray Kennedy, and he is the Bucks Report. unfortunately. He's going to recap the season. He's got some inside information on Tom Brady. He's going to break. Everybody's going to have information on Tom Brady for the next two months. So be prepared. And Aaron Rodgers is going to wear you out. As a Packer fan, I'm tired of it. I don't even want to listen to it after what happened, that debacle in Lambeau. And unfortunately, I'm going to describe last Sunday here. Talk about the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. I'm standing next to Mark Ferguson, my buddy over here, and his son Jake. And you know the score, they're down 24, the Bucks, and this place was jam-packed. And it was like a funeral parlor. And then that fourth quarter explosion, it was unbelievable. And when playoff Lenny scored, there was no doubt in my mind that this game in overtime was the Bucks to win and the magic of Brady. I'm standing behind the entire Ferguson family, Sherry, everybody in a circle of people, and people are going nuts, and I apologize to you Bucks fans, but I'm still not, you know, all in on the Bucks. 60-some years of being a Packer fan doesn't prepare you to be a Bucks fan, but I wanted them to be successful. These guys were hugging each other, hugging me, high-fiving, jumping up and down. Women were taking their shirts off. It was unbelievable. The next thing you know, I could not believe, and Cooper Kupp is the coolest cat on the planet. He gets open twice, and you know they're going to him. Cooper Kupp and Matt Stafford, everybody, all you Detroit Lion fans, it wasn't Matt Stafford. It was the Detroit Lions. This cat's the real deal, and I predict that it's going to be a shootout in the Super Bowl between Patrick Mahomes and Matt Stafford. But people are jumping on, and when that kick made, I tell you what, it was dead silence. You're talking almost 2,000 strong down here. It was unbelievable, and that was the scenario. So Ray Kennedy is going to break it down for us. He'll talk about the games this weekend. Of course, it's conference championship Saturday, and Ferg's won't be as electric, but it's a great place to watch any NFL game, and it's a great place to watch any college basketball games. With 94 television strong down here on 13th and Central, right across from Tropicana Field. And I'll tell you what, as you take a look at these games, Chiefs 7.5-point favorites over the Cincinnati Bengals. Being from the Midwest, being at Arrowhead, and a lot of family members, diehard Chiefs fans, I've always enjoyed the Kansas City Chiefs. But again, my loyalty is Green Bay Packers. However, 7.5-point favorites over the Cincinnati Bengals. I know the Bengals took care of business during the regular season. You've never been to Arrowhead. Arrowhead has broken on several occasions. It's between Seattle and Kansas City. Has broken the decibel level for fan noise. And it's an outdoor stadium. And I'm telling you what, that complex at Arrowhead is like a college setting. It's going to be off the charts. And Joe Burrow, I love the kid, as I mentioned on several shows. Joe Burrow's father, Jamie Burrows, he coached at Ames High School, and then he coached for the Iowa Barnstormers. He had two brothers that played at Nebraska. And Jamie Burrow, great cat. I was so out of the loop, I wasn't doing radio then. My son called me and said, hey, this is pretty cool. This is during the LSU run, it's Heisman year. Pretty cool, your buddy Jamie Burrow's son, Joe Burrow, is kicking butt at LSU. And I'm like, what? I had no clue. That's how clueless I was. But I'm on the Joe Burrow bandwagon. Wonderful family. He moved to Ohio because his dad took a job at Miami of Ohio. And Joe Burrow is a class act. The kid is a winner. But there's no winner chicken dinner tomorrow. Chiefs, 7.5-point favorites. That's an easy bet. Jump on that and jump on the, I don't know, it's kind of toss-up over and under because I do think the Chiefs defense will step to the occasion. Joe Burrow was sacked 9 times last weekend, and I think that can repeat itself in Arrowhead. And he's not going to be able to, they're not going to be able to hear each other. Okay, Rams, Niners. I know the Niners have had, for 6 consecutive games, have had the Rams number. But I do see, and I wish it was Packers and Rams in Lambeau. But it's in SoFi, home of the 56 Super Bowl, which, how unbelievable is that? Last year, the Tampa Bay Bucks played at home in the 55th Super Bowl, and this year, they will, I see the Rams, who are a 3.5-point favorite, playing in the Super Bowl against the Kansas City Chiefs. And that's your conference championship. And he'll do a much better job, Ray Kennedy, about 1:30 today, breaking that down. Let's take the Fergs from the front row. Let's take a look at some of the basketball action today. This will be great for you people that are starting to look at March Madness and the teams that will get in, because it's the SEC against the Big 12 matchups all weekend long. And the Big 12, if you haven't noticed, you know, they're soft in football. They got a few powerhouses, but they're pretty soft relative to the other power conferences, not in basketball. And I tell you what, there's some great games. North Carolina, who's down this year against NC State, in state rivalry, that'll be a good game. Indiana, Maryland, Big Ten's beating up on each other again as they did last year. Florida State, I tell you what, Leonard Hamilton has got it going on. They're on top in the ACC. They started out so slow, but as I tell Mark Ferguson and all of his Florida State Seminole buddies, Florida State is a basketball school, boys. Your football days are done. And I'll hear about that. And the Florida Gators, they're taking on Oklahoma State. Another good game. I like these matchups. Here's an excellent matchup. Number 4 Baylor against Alabama. And believe it or not, Alabama is a basketball school. They've got some real talent. Houston and Central Florida, Villanova. Don't sleep on them to be in the Final Four. He just does a superb job there. My Fighting Irish, Notre Dame, Virginia, not a game of significance. But College Game Day is in Lawrence, Kansas. And if you're a basketball junkie, it's got to be on your bucket list. Fog Allen is the coolest. Well, it is essentially, I would say, it's the Wrigley Field, the South Bend, the Yankee Stadium, the old Yankee Stadium, Augusta, of college basketball. Naismith started the game of basketball down there in Lawrence, and it's Kentucky and Kansas, and these are two programs that have the winningest record in NCAA history. That's a great game. College game day's there. Jay Bayless and the gang. UCLA, Stanford, and that's on the West Coast. And then Iowa State, Missouri. Missouri solid. That's another SEC. I like what Iowa State's got going on. I don't like what my Iowa Hawkeyes have going on. Very young, nobody in the middle. And then, of course, an intrastate rivalry, which is always a great game. Michigan State and Michigan. And then finally, Miami, Florida against Georgia Tech. Tonight, the Lightning, they take on the Golden Knights, Las Vegas. I tell you what, if you're listening outside this region, it's about 48 degrees. It's probably 44 degrees wind chill factor. I mean, even lower wind chill factor. They have a parade down here. It's called Gasparilla, 47 years strong. Those people are going to be freezing their asses off today. They're a bunch of Floridians. It's right on the water. It's a parade. It's really cool. It's typically a boat parade. They do not want people taking their vessels out for obvious reasons, about 25-mile-an-hour winds. But it's going to be a long day for Gasparilla, and a lot of adult beverages will be consumed. All right, so that's the Fergs from the front row. Remember, tomorrow, you've got the NFL down here. Come on down. Be a lot of prizes given away, and temperature's supposed to be a tad warmer tomorrow. Let's what else we want to do? Oh, as I mentioned, we got some new equipment, and these are some of the shows. You get tired of me talking Iowa, but with some of these things taking place, I'm going to have some superb guests taking place in late February, March. One of them is Tristan Wirfs. He's the unbelievable Pro Bowl tackle for the Tampa Bay Bucks. You're all familiar with him. He's going to come down and be on the show. And he's bringing Anthony Nelson, another Hawkeye. So those two are going to come down. We'll have a little Hawk party here. And we do have Hawk watch parties here at Ferg. So that'll be a blast. We'll do a lot of promo for that. And then you probably noticed that the Kurt Warner story came out at the theater. And I was very involved in that in 1997 through 1999 as I did all the programs for the Iowa Barnstormers. Jim Foster founded Arena Football. He's an Iowan. And I got to know Kurt real well. Well, there's an outside chance that Kurt Warner will be on this show, and I'm working with one of his roommates from the Barnstormer days, and he said after the football season, given the ties, and I'm having Jim Foster, the founder of Arena Football, put pressure on him. So, no guarantees. However, I do know that Jim Foster will come on, and his old coach, and will tell some stories about how realistic that movie was versus what they did from a Hollywood perspective. So, looking forward to that. And then, Zach Johnson. Here's Michael Jones. We'll talk a little golf, and then we'll talk to the Boca Ciega kids here. Zach Johnson. Now, it probably he's not playing as often as he has in the past. So I've got feelers out for that, and it would be after the Masters. Guarantee he'll come on next fall during the Iowa Hawkeye season because he's a diehard Hawk. So those are some of the things we can look forward to right here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. You can sit right over here, young man. We're going to talk a little golf. I'm going to brag a little bit about how I'm kicking your butt, by the way. And see a couple other things. Oh, we're expanding things, and this is the time of year there are a ton of music festivals. There's actually one today. I feel sorry for those people. Anyway, Sunshine 96.7 FM. It's the Bay's local music leader. They're our partners with RadioSt.Pete.com. They've got over 1,000 local artists now. And the more I reach out to these musicians in the area, they love Sunshine 96.7 FM. So give it a shout if you like local music. A lot of beach music, appropriate. And a lot of beach music down where I'm at on Treasure Island. A lot of beach music up there in Clearwater, now that you've migrated down here, my friend?
A lot of beach music, yeah.
You good to go? Can you hear in there?
Yeah.
You're good. You're good. Okay. How's that?
Good.
Got your eye. Look at this. Iowa State people everywhere.
Awesome.
Yeah, he's got the Iowa State gear on. Yesterday, I ran into a coach at Northeast High School, and his son's playing defensive back. You're going to ask me. It's going to come to me in a minute. He's playing DB. He's from here. And I'll have you down. Make sure you're down here that day. And on the 20th of February, we're going to call his son in Ames. And Pops is going to be on the show with us. So
awesome.
Be a little Iowa State watch party. And I'll try to get Dan McCartney up here.
Awesome.
So you'll be in heaven. So this is Michael Jones. We had him on before. I've been talking about On the Tee launching for almost 2 years now. We're finally going to get to that point on February 17th. I'm ecstatic about it. One pro, one hack. I'm the most pathetic hack you've ever been around. And for almost a decade, I had other clones, Judd Gibb and Jay Horton. They were the head coach and assistant coach at Iowa State. And they humiliated me for quite some time. But I always kicked their butt and picked the pro. And this is a weekly thing we're going to do on the Tee. And it'll be Michael and I, and we'll let people call in now that we can call in. And, hey, wait a minute. I forgot to... When you came on, I should have gave you your applause. That's my new toy, see?
Yeah, you're going to have fun with that.
Yeah, I am. It's to nauseam for people. Anyway, I used to just slaughter them, and then we'll let the audience call in, and we'll pick the pro each week.
Yeah.
We'll do a champions tour. We'll do LPGA to be gender fair, and we'll do the PGA. And right now, you are down 2 events to nothing to the old man. And I'm ahead. Where were you? You're bragging yesterday. You sent me a shot of the leaderboard. And John, I have John Rahm, by the way, folks, who's the world's number one and the preeminent favorite to win the Farmers. And he had Justin Thomas. But I was going to take JT.
Yeah. It'll be a good one to watch today. I think 20 under is going to win the tournament, so somebody's going to have to go shoot 5, 6, 7 under today. So.
Do you want to do you mind if I humor you with my La Jolla and Torrey Pines story? So 2004, we went on a family vacation. Well, there were just 4 of us, my stepdad, my wife, and my mom. So the women wanted to do all this shopping, and I was dying. We just started the golf show in Iowa, and I was dying to get out to Torrey Pines. So unbeknownst to us, and we're both hacks. He's deceased now, but my stepdad was a great guy, horrible hack, addicted to the game of golf. He was on all the boards of the public courses in the state in Sioux City and at Okoboji, just immersed. Horrible golfer. Cheat. But the girl surprised us with a round at Torrey Pines. So they drop us off. They head to the shopping mall. He and I walk out there, and he looks at it. And he was a little heavy set then, and he says, "Hell, we'll never finish." And I looked at it. I said, "Well, yeah, it might be 6 hours." and said, we'll be holding up people. And we, you know, one thing we did have, even though we're hacks, is golf etiquette. So I, like, there's no way in God's green earth. So I talked to the kid behind the desk. I said, we'll still pay. Can we just get a cart and drive around? We know golf etiquette. We'll stay along the tree line, and we'll mind our own business. So he said yes. So we had a great time. He's firing up one of his stogies, and you'd be happy about that. He's got his stogie, and he's in heaven. And we go out, all, you know, both courses, and just have a superb, you know, trip around.
So you don't even play. You just
We didn't even have any sticks. We were going to have to rent sticks, and we suck. So but we didn't tell anybody. We never even told the women that they wasted their dough, that we didn't even practice putting on the practice green. So I get back to do the show the next week. I said, fellas, unbelievable. I went around Torrey. I said, I got 18 in. And they're like, you got 18 in at Torrey Pines? I said, I swear to God. I never said once did I play. And for 2 years, I didn't let him know. I finally broke down and let him know. So that's my Torrey Pines story. And I love that because I love the memory of the old man with his cigar in heaven. Have you ever played, Torrey?
I've never been there. I have not played it yet, but I have heard that the rough is pretty thick there. So
it looks pretty rough right now.
It's very high. So,
from a novice perspective, when you look at the track when they're on the tee box, it doesn't look that menacing, does it?
Those fairways are pretty narrow. Those fairways are really hard to hit.
Like me. I'm a buck 50 out there right in the middle.
I think they had the U.S. Open. That's where they had the U.S. Open there last year. And those fairways are really hard to miss.
Patrick Reed was the winner, and that was the last time he won.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit, get the audience, if they missed the first time, a little background on your golf upbringing. You were from the great state of Iowa, northwest Iowa.
Yep.
And you didn't start golfing until you were like a junior in high school?
Yeah. Junior year in high school, I really took it up big time, junior and senior year. My dad was a local pro and gave lessons for 20 years, and so always went out there and golfed with him and joined for lessons and really got into it big time in junior year and senior year in high school and took it up pretty big. Took some time off, went and played college ball a little bit, took some time off for about a year, kind of lost the game a little bit, and started working at Wakanda Club in Des Moines again and picked it up.
Big time, so.
I forgot you worked at Wakanda.
Yeah.
My favorite by far. And that's where they have the champions event every year in Des Moines.
Wakanda Club, yep.
Yeah.
It's probably between Wakanda Club and Glen Oaks. Both of those are really good there.
They had, because I used to do a live radio show, the Champions Tour, folks, for you aren't golf fans. That's for old dudes, 50 and over. I love the Champions Tour. Met some great people on it. Fuzzies, I could go on, and we'll have some of those people on. But it actually started at Glen Oaks, and then they took it, 1999, at Des Moines Golf and Country Club. You weren't even born, probably. They had the U.S. Senior Open, and that was a great event. And that kind of got the attention of the Champions Tour that they could find a sponsor for an event there, and they had it. It was the Allianz, and it was at Glen Oaks. Then one year they went to TCI, the Tournament Club of Iowa.
Yeah, that's a hard place to host an event,
though. Well, listen, I got to know the Walrus, Craig Stadler.
Oh, yeah.
He's a bit portly, and great cat. I mean, and so I was out there, and it was a practice round. And I'd met him the year before because I put him on the front cover of my magazine. And I put on, I am the Walrus, Cuckoo Cachoo. It's a line from a Beatles song. And he loved it. So anyway, he remembered me, and he was in the locker room. I said, what do you think? He said, F this course. The next event was in Kansas City. He says, I'm out. I'm not an effing billy goat, and they can shove this course. I'm like, how do you really feel there, Craig?
Yeah.
Because those guys are old dudes. And that's a mountainous freaking course. I played it many times.
Last time I played that course, I remember shooting 34 or 35 on the front and then went on the back and shot 48 or 49.
It's brutal, man.
I said, I'm not going back.
So I was one and done, went back to Glen Oaks, and then I was happy to see that Wakanda, because that's one of the iconic
old
country school clubs in the state of Iowa. All right, you got your phone there?
Yeah.
This is your responsibility. Let's give that leaderboard.
So you got Day up there, tied at 14 under.
That's the cat. I like Jason Day, and to see him in that position.
Rahm's at 13 under. Thomas is at 12.
The only reason I'm with Thomas, because it's a red, white, and blue flag. You got a Spaniard, and you got an Aussie with the other two. I'm always pulling for the red, white, and blue on top of leaderboard.
If I had a bet on
you
it.
You already have a bet, man. Well, you're getting your butt kicked.
I would say the winner's going to be either Day, Rahm, or Thomas out of that group. 18, 19, 20 under.
Okay. You heard it right here. I wouldn't got the way he's been playing. I wouldn't be calling my bookie with his picks if I was you folks. So let's talk a little bit about on the tee and what we're and what we're gonna do. We're gonna have a lot of fun. You're going out, and why don't you move over to this microphone, because you know I'm not the brightest bulb, and I may. There we go. I'm just fumbling, stumbling, and bumbling with this technology, but at least I'm up and running, which is unbelievable. But Joe was telling me that your mic, so talk a little bit louder. You're good. Okay, so let's talk about what we're going to do. You're going out to all the courses in the area and introduce yourself. They've been receptive so far. What tracks have you been at?
Yeah, I've been to about four or five in the area, and I've kind of talked to them on what we're doing. I just played USF's course the other day.
Where's that at? In Tampa, obviously.
Over in Tampa. Yeah, I'm not familiar with the area yet, but it's right over by the university there, about two blocks from the university. It's a tough track. It's not fair or easy by any means, but. Their clubhouse got hit with lightning, so they're working out of a little trailer right now. A little storage trailer is what they got the clubhouse in. So,
didn't you say you got up to Chi Chi's?
Yeah, yep.
Hit some balls there?
Been up there once.
Chi Chi Rodriguez has a nice practice facility for one thing.
Yeah.
And you know who else has a driving range? You wouldn't believe this, folks. This is a great combo. Tampa Bay Downs has a PGA-sanctioned driving range right next to the parking lot.
Really?
So you got gamblers and golfers. Great combo. And you're going to get out there and sell some advertising to that PGA. I'll take care of Tampa Downs.
Yeah, we'll go out. We'll get out there. That's interesting.
All right. Let's talk LPGA. Of course, they're right here in Boca Raton. Last week, I thought Nelly was going to win again. It was in Orlando. And Jessica Corder, they're both from Bradenton, if you're not familiar with that sister duo, and they're superb. Nellie's number one in the world, and I think Jessica's like 13th in the world. But the weather got cold, and Nellie got cold.
I turned that on, and she was in a poncho-type jacket like people are wearing in Iowa right now.
She looked miserable.
Yeah.
She looked absolutely miserable, and she got beat by the young lady, from Southern California.
Yeah, it was a name I wasn't very familiar with, but yeah.
Well, we'll get familiar so we don't get the women sending us hate messages. Okay, so that event is in Boca Raton. Who's on top of the leaderboard over there? And it's Boca Rio is the name of the course.
Yeah, you got Lydia Ko up there at the top. Most people are familiar with her. Then there's a bunch of people at six under, so the leaders have a 5-6 point lead, stroke lead in that. You got Thompson, she's at four under.
Lexi, she's a Floridian.
Yep. Henderson's up there.
And the Champions Tour's next event is mid-February. We'll talk about that. They'll be down here. We'll get out to. I'm going to send this young man out to several of the bigger events. We'll try to get you over to Orlando. We'll try to get you to the Honda. And do some live reports into the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. You're listening to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. We're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. We've got a nice audience in here today. Fortunate to have our Iowegians here, and they're back for the winter. And like I said, we're going to have an Iowa State party here in a few days. Well, let's talk about real quickly. I'll let you talk about your Iowa State Cyclones basketball team. They got a tough.
Yeah, they play the guys. They play Missouri today.
I like that Big 12 and SEC matchups.
Yep, and that's at home, so they're looking to go get a couple games here strung together because they got a tough schedule next week. They got Kansas and Texas coming up, so that's going to be a tough schedule. So it'd be nice to get a win versus Missouri at home.
It was cool when Iowa State men and women were both in the top 10.
Exactly. And Coach Finley this year, he's got a great team. They're 17-3. They're playing Texas Tech today. They're sitting at the top of the Big 12 standings, and so they got a great chance to win a Big 12 this year that they haven't done in 22 years. So,
all right, man. Do you want? You know what? I could give you a mulligan. Do you want another player so that you don't go down another week to me?
I'm gonna go.
You're sticking with Justin?
I'm sticking with Thomas today.
Okay. Well, get yourself something to eat, a beverage, and then I'll pull you back in towards the end of the show.
Absolutely.
And then you and I'll we'll visit.
Absolutely.
All right, he's Michael Jones, and we're going to be on the tee. All right, Mike Miller, you want to come over here, and then we'll grab the boys, and we're going to talk a little baseball here. Okay. Boca Ciega, the Pirates, my adopted high school. And why don't you sit in front of that Mike, their coach? There we go. Anyway, Mike Miller and the Boca Ciega baseball gang is here. We had you here, what, November, I think?
Yeah, I believe it was November.
Good to see you again, my man.
Yeah, good to see you.
You, now this new mic should be picking you up. We're good to go.
I'll lean a little bit further in.
Perfect. So, did you have great holidays and the fam? And
absolutely, absolutely. Like, yeah, as we get older, I'm sure you know, time starts to fly by for us all. So, it's almost a blink of an eye.
How would I know? I'm older than dirt. You know, they say live for the moment. I live by the second. You know, they say take this day and do all you can. When you're my age, it's by the minute, by the second.
Amen.
Anyway, Bucks fan, I suppose.
Yeah, since I moved down here, I've adopted them, absolutely.
Where'd you move from? Virginia?
West Virginia.
West Virginia.
Yes, sir.
So what were you, like a Browns fan growing up?
You know, I didn't really pick up anybody specific. I followed the Broncos for a while and
what
the 49ers.
Hell?
Well, you know, everybody's a
bandwagon rider.
You know?
Your
exactly.
Age group.
Exactly.
That's when the Niners were on top. That's when the Broncos were on top.
LA
bandwagon
Montana.
Rider.
You know, like, got to respect talent.
Well, yeah, but you also got, you know, I can see you're a loyal guy. You got to take care of your region. You would have had to pick up one of those dogs in that area. Well, you could have jumped on the Steelers.
I could have. I could have jumped on with the Washington football team. Or
God, you're correct. I was about ready to go skins myself.
Yeah, almost said it.
It's not like you're dropping an F-bomb on our
true.
Broadcast.
True.
But they want to treat you like that.
Yep.
I played at Morningside College for a year in my hometown, and my son went there. We were the Morningside College Chiefs when I was there. I have a lot of Native friends. My daughter-in-law is Native. Chief is a proud member of their tribe, the Kansas City Chiefs, right there. She's representing. And so now the Redskins was pushing it a little bit, but at the same time, they had to change the name of the Chiefs to the Mustangs. So when I would go watch my boy play, you know, three decades later, I had these shirts made if I'm such a jacket. WAC, we are Chiefs. So all the dads that we were Chiefs, coach would go, could you wear some Mustang gear? I said, no, those are the Chiefs as far as we're concerned.
Yeah.
So I was not very receptive to change. But, you could have jumped on that bandwagon. You're probably going to jump back on the Broncos bandwagon when my Aaron Rodgers – goes to play for you guys.
Well, you know, and I, honestly, I think that's a real possibility for him.
It is a real possibility. I had season tickets back in the 80s, the Broncos. My son's out there now. He's all over the Broncos, but it's been tough to pull for him of late. But they might pull another Peyton Manning move, and as they did in 2016, I believe that was, and get themselves another Super Bowl. We'll see. We'll be talking about this for 2 months. I said that at the beginning of the show. I don't want to hear any more Rodgers. I don't want to hear any more Brady, you know, talking heads. Here I am one, but at least I'm only talking once a week. They're going to be talking about it ad nauseum forever. All right, so we got that out of you are a bandwagon rider because now you're on the Bucks bandwagon. And so that's the football season gone, and now you're focused on baseball. And when did you and the kids start?
So the first day of contact, we had tryouts.
Contact.
Yeah, January 24th. You know the rules. We gotta walk a line. So January 24th, we started out, had tryouts, got the team solidified at this point, and we're in full swing.
When's the first games?
So we're going to the Georgiatis tournament over at Seminole. We got an invitation. Really, really thankful for that. We play February 22nd at 4:30. We play Palm Harbor University to start off.
You know, it just, like I said to you last time you're on, and I've said this many times, being from Iowa, the fact that, you know, you're talking baseball, because it doesn't feel like baseball right now out there, the fact that we're talking baseball at the high school level, pros have, well, first of all, they're still locked out, but that we're talking about baseball, just I haven't quite grasped that yet, but I think it's really cool. And, you know, when you're driving around at night, you see the lights on still these fields. Up north, that would be ice rinks. And I'm looking and I'm thinking, they're playing softball over there. They're playing Little League. And it's really cool.
Yeah, I remember growing up, we actually started practice in what we called the old gym. And it really was the old gym at the high school, and we would be indoors until, you know, about mid-March. And I remember playing a couple of games when the snow was coming down, so it was definitely colder. I love the fact that we can get out so early and pretty much go year-round with the boys. I think it gives them a really competitive advantage, and they really love it. You know, I love them being out there and being active as opposed to sitting on the couch.
Well, let me ask you this, and we talked about it. You did do some work with the boys during the fall, right?
Yeah, strength and conditioning program. You know, we did a lot of plyometric stuff, wanted to get bigger, faster, and stronger. There's a plyometric pitching program that we've been doing with these weighted balls, and it's really given us another step towards the program that we want to build. So I'm proud of them. They put in a lot of work, and they're starting to see, I think, at this point, they're starting to reap those benefits.
You know, and Matt, of course, the football coach, and I have developed a friendship. I'm going to assist him with some fundraising. I didn't realize, and you guys are probably in the same boat, it just floors me that in Pinellas County, you have to buy your own uniforms. That just stunned me. And 3 weeks ago, to kick off the year, I had the Jesuit state champion team down here. It's not a level playing field by any stretch of the imagination. And I went to a private school. I know how the game's played there. Parents are, you know, throwing in dough for whatever you need. And when you're a winner, they're throwing even more dough your way. And but I just thought about how hard you guys work. And that's the minimum amount of respect that they give to these programs. And I don't mind. I'm going to shout this to the top of the mountaintops. I just think it's ludicrous. And so Mark and I have talked about it, Ferg. And if you have any fundraising ideas you want to do down here, we'll help you implement them.
Absolutely. Love to have you on board for that. It is almost a travesty. You know, we've been dealing with that. I go back and forth all the time. We did really well with our golf tournament in the fall. Had some great corporate sponsors.
And, should have had me out there hacking it up.
I should have. But we had a great time.
Humor.
Yep. And, you know, we've been going back and forth over the last probably 2 weeks about, you know, what we're going to try to get for the boys and you know, what fees that will need to be charged and this and that. And, you know, my ultimate goal is that no kid should have to come on and pay to play a sport. They should be there for the love of the game, not because their family can't afford to be there. And so I'm going to continue to try to fundraise and do everything I can to make it accessible for all the student athletes at the school.
You going to take a cut in that big salary you're getting?
Oh, my. Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
That's another thing that just blows me away. And that's why I applaud you, and I want you to be involved and share your message out there to our audience, because you guys are the salt of the earth, you know, committed to these young kids and being, you know, in many cases their male role model, and that's the reality. And I said that to Matt and to you, and we don't have enough of that in America.
Absolutely. You know, and I look back and you know, I work in child welfare, so I deal a lot with kids too. So what I've seen over the years is almost a fact that, you know, kids don't really listen to parents, right? And they find that person in their community.
I was one of those that listened.
I can tell from our interactions that you were definitely listening back then. So, you know, they usually find a community role model that they look up to, and that's what we want to be. That's what my staff wants to be to them. All the guys that are with me out there working hard, they're there to be a role model and develop young men and student athletes as a whole, not just try to get them to the next level in sports, but also in their life.
We're talking to Mike Miller here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. We're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. Come on down. It's actually warm inside. If you've got the kahunas, you can sit outside and have a burger, eat it fast. And you may not want to order a cold beer, but we're open. We got 94 televisions, plenty of basketball action all weekend long. And then tomorrow, both conference championships will be down here. Kansas City Chiefs, Cincinnati Bengals from Arrowhead, and then from SoFi, home of the 56 Super Bowl, will be the LA Rams and the San Francisco 49ers. Unfortunately, we have to say that as Bucks fans, bandwagon rider. You probably didn't get too disappointed.
You know,
it's not emotional.
It's been 9 years now since I've been in Florida, so I got a little emotional. You know, I feel like a hometown guy at this point.
All right, so you're a Rays fan too?
Yes, sir.
You know what? Who did I have on? Had another baseball. I had St. Pete High baseball team on.
Okay.
Start the year out there. One of their assistant coaches, Alex, he does some business with me and Mark out here. He's that little stand out there. So he brought some of the boys down. And you keep forgetting when you're a dinosaur how young these kids are. So I asked them, because there's five or six boys, I said, what's your favorite baseball team? And to a man, they said, Tampa Bay Rays. I thought, well, you should be. What an ignorant question to ask. But sometimes in families, you know, my grandfather was a Yankee fan, so I grew up a Yankee fan in Iowa. But all of them, and then I said, you know what? And you also have really not been disappointed by the Tampa Bay Rays at your age. They've been successful. They're winners. And then I asked each one of them individually, who's your favorite player? Well, of course, he's only a few years older than them, Wander Franco, every kid. And I'm thinking, you guys are growing up in a great era of baseball in the greater Tampa area. And I thought that was pretty cool.
Absolutely.
Do you ever get the boys to go over to a game?
So we haven't done that.
We can help there. We're going to help with St. Pete. And Mark and I talked there. We'll work some magic. We've got about three or four guys across the street, and we'll talk about that too.
Awesome. Love to hear that.
Yeah, the kids, they're excited about that. So you're a Rays fan. And I talked to a friend of mine who's in charge of communications at MLB. This lockout will be over probably by the end of the week, first of next week, you know, because they lost too much money during COVID. Every team's worth $1 billion now. So, and they've been real flexible if you're watching any of it back and forth on what the. And I understand, I do agree that the rookies should, if they're phenomenal, get paid more. Yep. It's kind of like what the NCAA did. Those greedy, you know what? They're the ones that forced this NIL and portal by not giving $500 a week to these kids.
Absolutely.
Well, if the MLB does that, there could be a lockout, but it's not going to happen. So, anyway. Baseball will start. You guys will be well into your season and then spring games. So looking forward to that. All right. So what's your squad looking like this year? You got senior leadership. You got enough.
Yes.
Kids?
So we are fortunate to have some seniors back. Got some really really great leaders that we developed over the
kids off-season. You brought last time were very impressive.
Absolutely. And their skill sets on the baseball field have grown exponentially, too. So we're looking at a good season. We're going to put in the work. And you know, I think by the end of the season that they're really going to see the rewards from it.
Now, you're in the same district as the football team was? You stay for all sports, stay in the same district?
Yes.
He's shaking his head.
I think it's – well, so it differs a little bit.
Because I am so confused down here in Florida sports.
Yeah. So there's a North County and a South County in what we
Pinellas
do.
County.
Yes,
in
Pinellas. And so
like a North Conference, South Conference dividing line.
Exactly. And then, you know, for our schedules, we have to play 12 of the teams during our regular season schedule.
South of that line?
Yep.
So you got Gibbs and Lakewood. Who's south of your line?
So we got Lakewood and we got Gibbs went independent this year. They're rebuilding the program. So we have Seminole and Osceola, Northeast, Pinellas Park, Largo, Clearwater, Palm Harbor, University High School. We got Tarpon Springs.
That doesn't seem south to me.
No. Just the whole district itself.
Oh, gotcha.
There's two halves to it, but the whole district itself, you know, we had to play 12 of those teams.
You go north pretty far then.
Yeah.
You get up to Tarpon.
Absolutely.
So who's the chalk? Who's the favorite for the district looking at last year's performances?
So looking at last year's performance, I think Osceola will have a good squad. Just from some of the views, from what I saw in the fall, I think East Lake's going to have a pretty good squad. I think honestly, there's a lot of talent, and it's you know, pretty distributed across the district this year. So I think, you know, Seminole's going to be in there. Northeast is going to be in there. I think Taylor up at Largo is going to have a good program. So I think there's a lot of people putting in some hard work.
I think there, if I'm right, it's close. There's 43 schools in Pinellas County. Does that number seem right?
Feel like it's closer to 60.
Oh, 43 public.
Oh, yeah.
And then
the
rest, you're right, are private. I'm trying to get up to speed as I was in Iowa. I mean, I was immersed in high school
it's
sports.
It's a lot to learn,
Well, like I said to Matt, the playoff seeding just blows me away when, you know, they work their tail off to get into the playoffs. And who do they get in the first? Jesuit. Number one ranked, number six ranked in the country.
Yep.
And then inevitably they become the state champs. And God bless the Pirates for, you know, battling. And I talked to them after that. They came down. So looks like a positive season. You got plenty of arms. That's the key. Obviously, at any level, arms win championships. So you got enough arms?
I would say, you know, we got six guys right now that are throwing it around pretty well. You know, we got a couple of seniors in there that really know the game and they're ready for it. And so I think we're going to be all right arms wise.
All right. Who's this gentleman that's been sitting here patiently nodding or are giving me a nod of disapproval if you were inaccurate? Is this your editor?
This is one of the assistant coaches, Jim Big U. He's out here with us. He's donating his time trying to help these young men, and I really appreciate the time that he's putting in. I wanted him to come out and be able to talk a little bit with us.
Well, young man, I think, as I said, these are my new toys. And like a kid, you know, I am a kid, I don't read the manuals. So maybe an issue with this mic. So just to be safe, Joe, my main man, the controls, and Big Ed are letting me know that my mastery of this has not even got a C level yet. So anyway, I applaud you for your contributions because, again, these kids need male role models. And how long have you been helping Mike?
This is my first season helping Coach Miller and Coach D. And just really impressed with what they bring out to these kids. You know, you mentioned earlier about being role models. One of the things my dad always said is that if you look at the 10 people that influence your life most, you know, the role models, and I go back and look at mine, at least 5 of them were coaches. You know, and so we've been fortunate to be around good coaches, and to see what they pour into these young men is awesome.
I would have to say the same thing for my old carcass. When I look back, you know, the people, the males that made a difference in my life at a young age, I didn't have a real close relationship with my pops, were my coaches. And I still, to this day, 65 years later, I still would say that those mentors had an impact on me. And I think, and you're spending a lot of time with them.
Mm-hmm.
And like Matt has told me on several occasions, he even has to pick up some of these boys and get them to and from practice and for team events. And again, that's going way above and beyond. But to volunteer your time, did you play baseball yourself?
I did. I was born and raised here, played here in high school, was part of the 89 state champions over at Shorecrest, and then played at Eckerd College for Coach Matthews.
So, oh, did you really?
Long-time Bay Area baseball family with my brother playing at USF and my dad was a former coach around here.
Oh, so. Cool. He's not a bandwagon rider. He's an actual Bucks fan and Rays fan.
Yeah, I was back to the sombrero days.
Yeah, exactly, when they're getting the hell beat out of him. So it was Mark Ferguson. He was at the first game. He's got, look at all the memorabilia Mark has in here, right? He's got some unbelievable stories he can share with you. His proudest moment is he was in his 20s, and they won their first game over at the Sombrero. He and about 15 of his drunken buddies bum-rushed the field, and the Tampa Bay Tribune has a picture, and there's Ferg leading the pack. Nice. That's his favorite picture, and you can see he's had thousands of celebrities through here. So he went through those tough times as well as you did. So you're the kind of guys, and Ray Kennedy, my buddy over here, you're the kind of guys that I applaud. Us bandwagon riders, we're just around for, you know, the fun and the festivities. So you went to Eckerd.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Tom, the AD there.
Yeah, great guy. He was there when I was there.
I just talked to him today, and you might want to come down. We are going to, starting next week, for five consecutive weeks, we're going to have Eckerd College head coaches, some kids, and Tom come down.
Awesome. And have you seen the new basketball facilities?
No, but they had amazing. A heck of a – did you go to the tournament they had, the holiday tournament?
I wasn't able to make the tournament, but I did get a chance to walk around and see how
– And he's instrumental in that.
Oh, absolutely.
He was down here last week, and Mark and I talked to him. And Eckerd College, I tell you what, folks, if you're not familiar with it, and people streaming, it's well, I would never get in there. You got to have some gray matter to get into that school without a shadow of a doubt. Are they Division III?
They're Division II.
They're D2.
Yep, Division II. And because of COVID shutting down them playing for the last 2 years, they are still the reigning conference champs for the
get to hold it for 2 years.
Conference baseball.
That's cool.
2019. So.
Well, as I said, he's going to start bringing the teams down. And was Bill there, the golf coach then? Do you know what I'm talking about? He's a character. I was a kart jockey 2 years ago before I got back on radio over at St. Pete Country Club. And all the Eckerd kids would come over, and those highfalutin wealthy kids. And here I am stacking balls and pyramids for them. I'm thinking, now this is BS. And I would tell them, hey, this is free for you guys. Stack your own balls. And then we formed a friendship. They just figured I was a grumpy old man, and they were right. But anyway, you'll be happy to hear. We're going to have them on for five consecutive weeks because they don't get any local coverage as far as, and especially being D2. It's like Tampa, you know, in baseball across the bay.
It's the best conference for baseball in America for D2 by far. And if you get Coach Beauregard for what he's done with the baseball team, bringing them back.
You helped me there.
Yeah, that.
Well, Tom, I'm sure he's got a little juice since he's the AD. I'll probably get him over here.
I can text him right now. But Coach Beauregard's really done a great job with the baseball program, similar to what Coach Ryan did with the basketball over those years. So.
Yeah, this new, if you're not familiar with it, folks, and it's going to be next year as well, they had, and I can remember some of the teams, but you know how they had the holiday tournaments. And I was stunned as I was going through getting to do my reads for this daily update we do. They had the teams in the holiday tournaments. They have Maui. They have Vegas. They have the Bahamas. And then they had St. Pete, Florida. I'm thinking, what did I miss here? At Eckerd College. And it was the first year of it. And he said, we're raising the bar, number of teams coming in, and they're not going to have to compete next year. They're moving some of those other tournaments to other dates. So St. Pete and Eckerd's going to get a lot of the focus, and I applaud them for that too. And need to get some people there. Okay, so what position did you play?
I played second and some short, and I still play short, and occasionally I'll get out there and just try to throw hard, but I played second throughout college.
Good. So you got a former second baseman, the guys that get no respect as the coach, and volunteering his time, and again, I applaud you, and I look forward to seeing you guys rock and roll. You want to move that back
great
over here, my
kids.
Friend? Yeah, thanks, and we, what's Eckerd College is their mascot?
They're the Tritons.
What the hell is a Triton?
It's a male mermaid. No.
All right. Turn that mic off.
It's the spear.
I'm not going there.
It's the spear that King Neptune has as a Triton.
Okay. It scared me there. I was going to call Tom and I'm canceling these interviews for the next 5 weeks. Triton's a male mermaid. I like your humor. Anyway, and you'll need that working with the kids from time to time.
Amen to that.
Did you bring anybody here that you want to throw on, Coach?
Yeah, I got several of the players.
Bring a little youth movement here. Yeah, sit them there, and then you can just stick the microphone in front of them. And who's this handsome young man?
This is Christian. I'm going to let him introduce himself, though.
Christian, were you here last time?
I was not here last
time. I didn't think so.
No, this is actually my first season with the Boca Ciega baseball team.
Okay, and your full name, because I'm sure your parents are listening. You got anybody at home listening you want to do a shout-out to?
Yeah, definitely. It's Christian Facci. My mom.